This is
KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
I'm Jennifer Staten. Journalism is not necessarily the career of everyone's dreams. The pay can be pretty low, the hours pretty rough, and it doesn't always command lots of respect.
Can you give us a question?
Don't be rude. No, I'm not going to give you a question.
Can you stay categorical?
You are fake news.
Sir,
go ahead.
Can you stay categorical?
That was an exchange between CNN reporter Jim Acosta and Donald Trump a few weeks before Trump's inauguration earlier this year. But for some people who have it in their blood, no other profession will do. This week, I met some students in the journalism program at Reagan Early College High School in Austin who are starting down that path, and they have some pretty strong opinions about the state of journalism these days.
My name is Meek Ramirez.
Kevin Morales.
My name is Guillermo Jaimes.
I'm Embry Hernandez.
I'm interested to know why you all want to study journalism and be journalists.
I'm Embry, and I think I want to be a journalist because I've never really known what I want to do, but I know that I like to write, and I know that I like to take pictures, and I like to inform people about things, so I like to report on things, and journalism seems to tie all of that together.
I'm Guillermo Jaimes, and I think journalism is right for me because it brings new things every day, and you never know what to expect, so everything is always something different, and you learn to, like, love things that you didn't know you would be interested in. So that's pretty cool.
I'm Kevin Morales, and I'm interested in journalism because I want to be the first person to inform my family and friends about news and new stuff coming up in whatever situation that's going on in the world.
I'm Meek, and the reason why I'm interested in journalism is because I still don't know what exactly I want to do, but this has caught my interest. All the time that I've spent here is like just I've enjoyed every minute of it and everything. And the news has caught my attention more often now because now that I'm growing up and being an adult, I have to pay attention to the news. And I would like to be part of that.
I'm interested to hear from you all as people who want to be journalists in your careers, what you think about the state of journalism and news coverage today. You know, when you watch the news, what do you think about the way that it's covered?
I'm Guillermo, and I feel like there's many news stories that might not cover the complete news or might change it up a little bit. So that's why I feel that it's important for us as young adults to cover it correctly and to fix those gaps in society that really change people's opinions on things and could really impact tomorrow.
I'm Embry, and I really agree with Guillermo. I feel like the society that we're in today with the people who are running the United States, a lot of it is surrounded by them, and a lot of the things that are also going on is not being covered because we're too wound up in everything else that's going on. And I feel like a lot of it that is covered isn't you're not getting the complete story. So to be the new generation, I think we really have to bring that back and bring the true stories and give more information about it.
I'm Meek, and I think that the state of journalism is being under attacked right now, just because the image is like very dirty now because of who's running the United States is saying like mean things about it and putting everyone's image like down. I just think that we should, us when we grow up and we can get into the new into the scene, I think that we can clear up the image, but for right now I think it's pretty like low.
I'm Guillermo. We tend to focus more on things that really don't matter, like celebrities and celebrity breakups, and it's not really informative to us. It doesn't benefit us. It just causes drama. I think it's more important to talk about good things in life and things that bring the community together, and just focus more on positivity rather than negativity.
I'm Meek, and while I agree with Guillermo, I feel like the news should still try to cover like the negatives and stuff like that, so we don't remain ignorant or like not aware of our situations, but we should have more like positive news stories and stuff like that. But I do believe that what news is doing right now is going in the right direction, but they're not doing well.
I'm Embry, and I agree with Meek and Guillermo. I really feel like we should be getting our head out of the clouds and start focusing on the true and hard facts. And I think a lot of people now are really putting a lot of feeling into it. And it's okay to share your feelings about things, but a lot of the times you should really keep your feelings out of it, because then that affects your opinion and that affects what's actually going on, and you're going to put a different idea in people's heads when it's the complete opposite.
That was Embry, Meek, Guillermo, and Kevin. Some of the students in the journalism program at Reagan Early College High School have been accepted to attend the National High School Journalism Convention in Dallas next week. But funding's pretty tight for some of the students to make the trip. There's more information with this story at KUT.org.